Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses rally at Akola in Maharashtra, says in the third term of his government, development projects worth crores of rupees have already been launched, which include many infrastructure projects in Maharashtra. Uttarakhand celebrates its Foundation Day today, beginning its Silver Jubilee celebrations. Prime Minister and Vice President extend greetings to citizens. East Central Railway to operate 446 special trains in next 15 days to manage the return rush of Chhath Puja passengers. 24 killed and over 40 injured in a blast at Quetta Railway Station of Balochistan in Pakistan. And Indian hockey captain Harmanpreet Singh clinches Player of the Year and PR Srijesh Goalkeeper of the Year award at FIH 2024 in Oman. In Maharashtra, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said his government in the third term has launched several development projects worth crores of rupees, which include many infrastructure projects in Maharashtra.
महाराष्ट्र की सेवा का मेरे लिए सुख ही कुछ अलग है। अभी केंद्र में हमारी सरकार को 5 महीने ही हुए हैं। इन 5 महीनों में लाखों करोड़ रुपए की परियोजनाएं शुरू की गई है।
Addressing his first election rally in Vidarbha region at Akola, Mr. Modi said the central government has given a boost to industry and infrastructure for cotton cultivators by laying the foundation stone of a textile park in Amravati. He also highlighted the importance of irrigation projects in Vidarbha. He said the previous Mahavikas Aghadi government stalled ambitious irrigation projects of the Devendra Fadnavis government. Mr. Modi also informed that his government accorded the classical language status to Marathi language, which has raised the prestige of Maharashtra. Mr. Modi will also address a rally at Nanded in Marathwada region today. The state will go to polls on the 20th of this month. In our series of constituency profiles, today we take a look at Bandra West Assembly seat of Maharashtra. Bandra West is among the 6 assembly segments that form the Mumbai North Central Lok Sabha constituency. The other segments are Villeparle, Chandivali, Kurla, Kalina and Vandre East. More from our correspondent.
Bandra West or Vandre West is a part of Mumbai Suburban District. The Vandre West Assembly segment was formed after the delimitation in 2008. While Baba Siddiqui, who contested the election on a Congress ticket, won the seat in 2009, BJP leader Ashish Shelar won the seat in 2014 and 2019 elections. Seeking a third term, Mr. Shelar will once again face Congress candidate Asif Ahmed Zakaria, whom he had defeated in the last election by a margin of over 26,000 votes. This assembly segment is home to some of the most posh Bollywood homes on one side and fishermen and slum dwellers on the other. While Mr. Asif Zakaria has the image of an honest and accessible leader, Mr. Shelar has been credited for returning Bandra's lost glory by focusing on redevelopment of Gothans, open spaces, gardens and improving the traffic situation. Nisha Rani, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
Uttarakhand celebrates its 25th Foundation Day today. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended greetings on the occasion. In a social media post, the Vice President said, Uttarakhand is blessed with pristine beauty and spiritual richness. He wished that the blessed state continues to flourish and scale greater progress and development. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded Uttarakhand for its outstanding strides in development, addressing the nation virtually on the occasion of the 25th Foundation Day of Uttarakhand today. He also highlighted that the nation will see the resolution of Viksit Uttarakhand for a Viksit Bharat being fulfilled in the next 25 years.
Uttarakhand ke ujwal bhavish ke liye agle 25 varsh ki yatra shuru kar di hai. Isme ek sukhad sanyog bhi hai. Ye yatra ऐसे समय में होगी जब देश भी 25 वर्षों के अमृतकाल में है यानी विकसित भारत के लिए विकसित उत्तराखंड देश इस संकल्प को इसी कालखंड में पूरा होते देखेगा.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah also greeted the citizens of Uttarakhand on the occasion of the state's Foundation Day. Minister of State for Road Transport and Highways Harsh Malhotra, along with BJP MPs Manoj Tiwari and Bansuri Swaraj, flagged off the Run for Inclusion Marathon in New Delhi today. The event was organized by Special Olympics Bharat, the National Sports Federation, promoting sports for athletes with intellectual and developmental disabilities. The event primarily aimed to set the tone in the lead-up to the Special Olympics Asia-Pacific Bocce and Bowling competition, scheduled to take place in New Delhi from the 18th to the 23rd of this month. The government today said over 126 lakh metric tons of paddy has arrived in the mandis of Punjab. Out of this, more than 120 lakh metric tons were procured by state agencies and the Food Corporation of India. The Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said the paddy is being purchased at a minimum support price of 2,320 rupees per quintal for grade A paddy. The total paddy purchased by the government till date in the current Kharif marketing season amounts to 27,995 crore rupees. It has benefited around 6.58 lakh farmers. The government has implemented several reforms to make Hajj travel hassle-free, significantly enhancing digital infrastructure for better accessibility and convenience. These initiatives promote women's equality, allowing more women to undertake the pilgrimage independently. Provisions have also been made to facilitate the pilgrimage, particularly for low-income individuals. In a step towards enhancing accessibility, especially for women, pilgrim support cum facilitation programs have been introduced. A bilateral Hajj agreement was signed in January this year to establish a total quota of over 1,75,000 pilgrims from India for Hajj 2024, with nearly 1,40,000 seats reserved for those travelling through the Hajj Committee of India. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download news on AIR app. In Jharkhand, election campaigning is in full swing. Leaders of both NDA and India Bloc are making whirlwind tour across the state to woo voters in favour of their party candidates. Addressing an election meeting at Chhatarpur in Palamu, senior BJP leader Amit Shah accused Rahul Gandhi of being anti-OBC, Dalit and tribal. On the other hand, Chief Minister Hemant Soren took a sharp jibe at the Bharatiya Janata Party after it accused the Jharkhand Mukti Morcha of patronising infiltrators in the state. Leaders of RJD, AJSU and left parties are also addressing poll rallies in different parts of the state. East Central Railway will operate 446 special trains in the next 15 days to manage the return rush of passengers after the end of Chhat Puja celebrations. Talking to Akashwani News, Chief Public Relations Officer Saraswati Chandra said, this time more than 70 additional trains are running compared to the same period last year.
छठ के बाद 15 दिनों तक पिछली बार 2023 में 369 विशेष गाड़ियों का परिचालन किया गया था. इस बार ये तादाद बढ़कर 446 यानी 75 अतिरिक्त गाड़ियां हम चला रहे हैं. अगर भीड़ ज्यादा होती है इस अवधि में तो हमारे पास अनारक्षित ट्रेनें स्टैंड बाय में हैं. भीड़ को देखते हुए हम लोग अतिरिक्त गाड़ियों का बहुत कम अवधि में हम लोग परिचालन कर सकते.
The Sikandrabad Shalimar Weekly Express train derailed near Nalpur station of Kharagpur division in West Bengal in the early hours today. The South Central Railway authorities told our correspondent that one parcel van and two coaches of the Shalimar Express have derailed. However, there is no casualty or major injury in the incident. The officials informed that an accident relief train and medical relief trains from Santragachi and Kharagpur have reached the derailment site. The official further informed that the restoration process is in progress. The 83rd annual session of the Indian Roads Congress is being held in Raipur, the capital of Chhattisgarh. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways, Nitin Gadkari, inaugurated the convention last evening. This four-day event will conclude on November the 11th. More from our correspondent.
Union Minister Nitin Gadkari released three new guidelines and a manual on road construction and safety during the inauguration ceremony. The primary objective of the Indian Roads Congress is to formulate Indian standards, codes, specifications and manuals related to roads, bridges and road transport for adoption by central government road agencies to construct and maintain sustainable road infrastructure for the country's overall development. On the second day of the convention, a meeting of the Highway Research Board is being held to develop a roadmap for implementing laboratory research findings in road development, cutting-edge technology initiatives and sustainable practices in the highway sector. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said industrialist and philanthropist Ratan Tata's life reminds that true leadership is measured not just by one's achievements, but by one's ability to care for the most vulnerable. In an op-ed in a national daily, Mr. Modi said it has been a month since Ratan Tata left the mortal world, but his absence is deeply felt across every segment of society, not only in the nation, but around the world. At least five people were killed and several others injured after a bus collided with a parked vehicle on the Agra-Lucknow expressway in Firozabad district. According to Superintendent of Police Rural Firozabad, Akhilesh Badoria, the bus was en route from Mathura to Lucknow when the accident occurred near Thana Nasirpur on the Agra-Lucknow expressway. The air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the very poor category. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, an air quality index AQI of 361 was reported in the national capital this morning. At least 24 people were killed and more than 40 others injured after an explosion occurred at the Quetta railway station in Balochistan today. At the time of the explosion, a train was ready to depart from the platform for Peshawar. The train involved was reportedly travelling from Quetta to Peshawar. Police and rescue teams are currently at the scene. This incident took place over a week after a bomb attack near a girls' school in western Pakistan. Indian men's hockey team captain Harmanpreet Singh and former goalkeeper P.R. Srijesh have won the FIH Player of the Year and Goalkeeper of the Year titles for the year 2024. Both Harmanpreet and Srijesh received the recognition during the 49th FIH Statutory Congress in Oman yesterday. Two-time Olympic bronze medalist Harmanpreet received over 63% of all votes cast in his category. Similarly, Srijesh was highly popular among voters, polling over 62% of all votes in his category. The winners were selected through a voting process involving an expert panel, national hockey associations, fans and media. In billiards, the final clash between India's Pankaj Advani and England's Robert Hall is underway in the IBSF World Billiards Championship 150-up format in Doha, Qatar. Hall, a seasoned competitor, earned his berth in the final by overcoming Singapore's Peter Gilchrist 4-1. Pankaj had defeated his compatriot Saurav Kothari 4-2 in the semi-final yesterday. Saurav Kothari settled for the bronze medal. In badminton, India's Kiran George lost to Thailand's Kunlavut Vidyacharan 12-21-20-22 in the men's singles semi-final today at the Korea Masters tournament at Iksan in South Korea. In cricket, New Zealand will face Sri Lanka in the first of the two T20 series today at the Rangiri Dambulla International Stadium, Sri Lanka. The match is set to start at 7 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses rally at Akola in Maharashtra, says in the third term of his government, development projects worth crores of rupees have already been launched, which include many infrastructure projects in Maharashtra. Uttarakhand celebrates its foundation day today, beginning its Silver Jubilee celebrations. Prime Minister and Vice President extend greetings to citizens. East Central Railway to operate 446 special trains in next 15 days to manage the return rush of Chhat Puja passengers. 24 killed and over 40 injured in a blast at Quetta railway station of Balochistan in Pakistan. And Indian hockey captain Harmanpreet Singh clinches Player of the Year and P.R. Srijesh Goalkeeper of the Year award at FIH 2024 in Oman. And with that, we end the midday news.